Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Tuesday morning. It is October 21st. We are at 6:08. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
EMC's early morning crew. Also, good morning to you. Hopefully, the rest of your Monday was a good one. Monday's in the rearview mirror. We have moved on to Tuesday. Cool and breezy. Oh, not just one round of rain. Let's go with two rounds of rain. Because you remember, fall is so beautiful for those that...
It has been an amazing fall so far, right up until today.
So, two rounds of rain. You have a first round this morning. That'll be moderate downpours. Mm-hmm. And then this afternoon, thunderstorms and strong winds.
How fun.
So, it could just hit, you know, if you're working an 8-to-5 job, it could hit the morning commute and then even be worse for your afternoon commute.
How fun.
So, that's your weather forecast for today. Coming up on the Jen and Tim Show... There are a lot of things happening. We have Stevie on the socials, and I was out of dinner yesterday just because of yesterday's show. I ordered a whiskey sour. I didn't do it, but it did cross my mind.
Did it really?
I just didn't think it would pair well with my dollar tacos, so I didn't think that I was going to go with the whiskey sour. Nor have I ever ordered a whiskey sour.
I wish.
Outside of a wedding reception.
Yeah.
So yesterday was not the day, but we got into it.
It feels like you need to start a trend with that.
So we'll go back to what is a whiskey sour show, because we hit on it yesterday. We have
we need to redefine it. We need to redefine it this morning.
We have, because I don't know what the definition is. We have comments about what a whiskey sour show is from Mary and Tina and Janet that we'll get to. I thought I knew what it was yesterday, and the more I thought about it, I don't. I lost the definition. I don't know what. I don't know, but you know how we're going to start the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I also thought to myself yesterday, I think that I have to buy Cavs season tickets. And I think that I have to buy Cavs season tickets, particularly behind either of the basketball hoops, and maybe douse myself in glitter to be that distracting for the opponent as they're shooting their free throws.
You want the free Swensons, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
The free potato teasers. There's Swensons locations. Any of, I mean, you know, if you're born and raised in Akron, I can just stop there and you don't need to know anything else. If you've been kind of grandfathered in a newer Swenson ear, then you probably also know. But I mean, to have two Swenson's locations at Rocket Arena, and you can get free potato teasers if the opponent misses back-to-back free throws.
It's pretty amazing. It's a great partnership. That's really exciting. I mean, I think every time you go to a Cavs game, you're going to eat a Swenson burger.
All right, let's start here. Dead guy in an envelope. So this is a game we start the show with every day.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. We've had a bajillion guesses and no one's got it right.
Yes, those are your clues. Now we need a guess. We cannot start the show without your guess. What is today's guess? Star 102, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
For dead guy.
Oh, we would love your guess for dead guy. We've given you enough clues that you should probably hit it today. That's so he's dead?
False.
He's a guy. His name is in the envelope, which remains in the Star 102 on air studio. We would love your guess.
Okay, I don't know if he's been guessed yet, but Luke Perry?
That's a great guess. It's not Luke Perry.
Oh, and yet also sad at the same time.
I know. I know.
So if an opponent misses back, to back free throws, you would get free potato teasers from Swenson's, but I have a question about that because it's not been defined. Thank you for your guys. I have a question, a potato teasers question. That is next. Does that come with ranch? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites.
So, first of all, it better. Wait, is that an add on when you go to Swenson's?
It
you
is have an add on. It's like ranch. A quarter or 70, no, probably not a quarter, it's 75 cents or something. If you know, you know. So once again, Swenson's, there's two locations inside of Rocket Arena. I love Swenson's. I'm born and raised in Firestone Park in Akron. Like it's a staple. Like it's a staple. They're all over the place now. But, I mean, that's the go-to. You get the galley boy, you get the potato teasers and you dippy do with the ranch. And I understand if you don't like ranch and that's not your thing. I get it. But if you do, I mean, it just next levels the potato teasers.
That's a great question. As you know, and you mentioned it earlier, I was grandfathered in. I married an Akronite. And I mean, does that...
Stowe was his location. I was already texting him yesterday as soon as the press release dropped.
All right, his Stowe location. But anyway, I
forgot there was even a Stowe location because he's, you know, from like kind of the east side, if you will. Like I was from the Firestone Park's the south side of Akron. So we were going back and forth yesterday. I said, oh, there was a Stowe location. I forgot because I was usually over at Highland Square, just kind of which was the west side. So we were,
That was the days when there was only locations in Akron. Because if you were, it's been what, the past 5 years that Swenson's has come up to this area. And so my husband Nate introduced me to it. And because he introduced me to it, I have only ever there eaten a galley boy sandwich and a potato teaser with ranch. That's it. I mean, you don't order anything else. So I would assume you have to get the ranch. You have to add it on, even if you get the free potato teaser when the Cavs, you know, if they give that to you with the miss of the two free throws of the opponent, you got to add on the ranch. Buy it yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
definitely
it doesn't matter.
No, I'm teasing, but yeah.
Because you can't eat.
Have you
ever eaten one without a dip of ranch?
I did one time because. Why did I do that? There was one reason why I did not. I was going to say it definitely came. It definitely. It's not like they forgot it because it's always good service. They would have not put the ranch in there. I definitely had that one time. It's fine. It's not. Talk about something that's tough to eat in your car. When you're moving around, there is no travel ranch.
First of all,
it is a flat ranch that is moving and sliding, and that is tough to eat in the car.
Here's my question to you. Swenson's is literally a restaurant where you order in your car, you stay in your car, and you eat in your car. Why ever would you start driving and try to dip ranch, potato teasers in ranch?
Because now you can, and that was the case, you're right, but now everywhere you can order ahead. You never used to be able to order ahead.
Well,
but now you can order ahead online or through the app, so I grab that thing. You can't, I don't even understand. If you could DM me and understand this, EMCs, I mean, we're all friends here. How can you order fast food and wait until you get home to open that bag up? I will never understand that.
Because
the second that scent hits my nostrils, I am opening the bag and eating my McDonald's fries, my Arby's, my Swenson's. There's
no way
I'm waiting until I get home.
A bite of a fry or something, but not the entire meal. No way. I want to sit down and enjoy my meal. Also, I told someone I was getting my hair done the other day, and I told the woman who does my hair how you like to eat tacos in the car and you get lettuce in your belt.
Cheese.
And lettuce and cheese in your belt. And I said, it's the most ridiculous thing ever. And she found that hilarious.
I did it the other day. Because they have that kind of Y2K, I think it's decades menu, they call it.
She's obsessed with it.
It is amazing.
She said it's very good.
It is great because the double-decker taco is where it's at. I love that thing so much. And then they have that chili cheese burrito. Yeah. That you have to watch. Because if you have a next appointment after the chili cheese burrito and it drops, you have some explaining to
do. I just feel like it's really going to mess up your car. That's why I don't do it. I take the food home.
Well, you can clean. I mean, you know, you have the wrapper. There is a technique so you don't get it all over the car, but there's just no way. You know, even if I'm grabbing it
Can anybody wait until you get home? Please DM me. Because even if I'm grabbing McDonald's, like my 10-year-old, Izzy, do you want some fries? You know, I'll call her or whatever. If my wife wants something. I had this happen the other day. Yes, my wife wanted a cheeseburger and fries, and my daughter wanted fries, and I'm grabbing something from McDonald's, and then I get myself a value meal or whatever. That entire bag is gone except for their food.
Before
I can't wait.
You get home.
Yes!
I just feel like that's not an enjoyable meal experience.
I said, here's your food. Are you eating with us? No, I can't. There's no way. So you wait until you get home.
100%.
Okay.
Unless it's like
I can't do it.
A Chick-fil-A and I eat a waffle fry on the way. But like, yeah, I don't want to be, I just feel like it's such a less enjoyable eating experience trying to manage that while I'm driving.
It's a great battle tonight. Try to drop anything on yourself.
No.
And as soon as that scent hits my, I mean, I have to go at it.
No.
I have to attack that thing.
Yeah, I would be interested to see what's under your seat.
DM, which side of this are you on? Are you waiting till you get home like Jen, or are you attacking that bag like I am? Please DM us. I would love to know.
Red Cup Day back at Starbucks. How can you get
I'll eat that cup as soon as it hits my mouth.
I feel like you would. How can you get your free cup? That's in 60 seconds. You make it worse when you eat the cheese and lettuce out of your belt.
I shouldn't have admitted that with 3 seconds left of that.
Okay, it's 46 degrees in Brunswick.
Well, you can have twice baked potatoes. Similar
vein. I
don't
think it's similar.
Anybody ever eaten the cheese out of their belt?
216. This is getting weird.
We're EMCs. This is a safe zone. I feel very safe with our EMCs.
Apparently. You also don't wash your feet. Okay. Today's Star City, Brunswick, 46 degrees. Here are the three things you need to know today. The Lakewood School Board has voted to repurpose Lincoln Elementary. Building's going to become the district's new early learning center. They'll have before and after school care plus summer daycare. But because of it, attendance boundaries for the other six elementary schools will have to be redrawn for the 27-28 school year. It's official. Starbucks Red Cup Day is November 13th. Buy a holiday drink, get a free reusable red cup while supplies last. The holiday menu will drop a week earlier, which is November 6th, including that eggnog latte. And kickoff has been set. Ohio State and Penn State face off Saturday, November 1st at noon. The game will be played at Ohio State.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
I saw another debate on TikTok that was similar to the washing your feet discussion we had.
Oh, no, Stevie.
We know that Tim doesn't scrub his feet. We learned that. So I'm interested to see his take on this subject. It's not the same, but it's similar.
Do you wash your feet?
Yes.
Yes.
Every time?
Yeah, you scrub them. It's pretty simple.
You got to go
Do you wash your feet, Jen?
Yes. Yes, you got to go in between your toes and the bottom of your
feet.
The
water cascades down, gallons and gallons, and all of that soap gets right in between all of those toes every time.
But you have to scrub.
They are so washed.
It's the and scrub rinsed motion.
Yeah, you have to
and
get
dry.
Like, exfoliate the skin, especially on the foot. I'm very curious, Stevie. Can't
Me
wait
too.
To
I'm a little
this.
Nervous, and yeah. I'm a little bit nervous to answer.
I'm nervous for you.
The right answer, I don't think, is right on this debate.
Oh, really?
So you might be right. But I still think you're wrong.
Ooh, that is a good. All right, what could it be? That's coming up here in just over 4 minutes.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Social media is always full of debates, and it makes us think about the things we've always done and realize maybe it's not as normal as we thought, like Tim not washing his feet. That's one we talked about a lot. But this one, it's a different realm. It's not really your own cleanliness. But the big debate in the comments are someone posted a video asking if this is a red flag. They had dinner at the guy they're seeing's house. And they said, and she said that he did not pre-rinse the dishes before putting them into the dishwasher. And all of the comments were people talking about if you need to rinse your dishes before putting them in the dishwasher. Now, there was like people saying that you need to at least rinse them. There's people saying you need to do the whole washing and then putting them in. And I thought it was interesting how everyone was on different pages about how we're supposed to do it, because experts are saying that it's actually bad if you do pre-wash it. So like if you pre-wash your dishes and put them in the dishwasher, you're actually damaging your dishwasher.
Why are you pre-washing an entire dish to only wash it? With soap?
Yeah, you scrub it.
And then you put it in the dishwasher?
Yeah.
Oh, I just do a spray off. I just do a spray off of the gunk, and then I leave the rest up to the dishwasher.
They say not even do that. Not even use any water. Just scrape off the stuff. and then put it right in. Because if you rinse it off, then your dishwasher will think it's already clean and it won't work as strong.
I don't like that. I feel like the more gunk you leave on a plate, like the more chunks of food, it will clog your dishwasher drain.
No, you're supposed to get the chunks off just by scraping it dry.
Scrape off the chunks dry.
And then put it right in.
Yeah, no, I do like a wet rinse. But I mean, it's not fully clean when you go in. If it's fully clean, why not just put it right in the cupboard?
Well, because it needs to go more clean.
You want the heat, the sanitization.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tim? I definitely help out the dishwasher. Cause I still think even today, like the dishwasher, if you were to put that thing in, I don't want to say fully dirty. Like I think don't most people at least rinse it? You get like the majority of the stuff is off of the plate. I just think that it still doesn't do a great job.
Your dishwasher?
In general.
Maybe you need a new dishwasher.
I was going to say.
I have a brand new one.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Modern dishwashers, it's worse to put, they want it more dirty so that it can clean it well.
Yeah, like I think that I clean it pretty well before I put it in and does a good job. And if I don't do that, I feel like it's not as clean as it should be after it's done.
It's not working as hard as it should.
And I try several. There's several different cycles. Yeah. You know, a lot of them, several different cycles. I'll try, you know, two of the four cycles, however many there are. And I just feel like it does not do the job that it does. So I probably do more cleaning than I should pre-dishwasher loading.
I still don't understand what we're supposed to do.
Scrape off the big stuff, put it in.
Anybody else do that? Basically, I mean, you
no
take...
No water.
Yeah, you just throw it in... Filthy outside of the big.
Yeah, you just get like, you know, like.
And how does it work? If that works, what's the brand? Let me know.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious because I feel like if I did that yes, it would. Or if maybe if you're a dishwasher repair person, seriously,
would be amazing.
Would it clog that hose?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be funny because if I'm doing all of this work preloading and cleaning everything off and then loading the dishwasher and I'm doing all the work and I should just be throwing it in and there's a brand out there or something that's doing the job that I'm doing something wrong. This is enlightening.
To not do it, it's saving you time and it's also saving water. So it's good to not.
I mean, I get it defeats the purpose to rinse the dishes, then put them in the dishwasher. I still do it. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. How good of a rinse do you give it? Good rinse?
No, I give it just like a mid rinse. Stevie's like full on cleaning it.
Mm-hmm. My new apartment, I don't have a dishwasher, so I'm just hand scrubbing and they're probably the same amount of clean as before because I still scrub them the same, but it just feels wrong.
I get it. That's what we're talking about on Stevie on the social.
Elizabeth sent us a message, Jen and Tim Show Facebook page, and there's a photo of Cascade Platinum Plus. It's fancy. She says,
Is that the liquid?
No. It's like the pods, the little pods.
Do those things work?
I use this and never rinse dishes before putting them in the dishwasher. Even a lasagna Pyrex pan comes out sparkling clean.
No way.
Elizabeth, love.
Elizabeth, I want to see a lasagna pre-pan and a lasagna post-pan.
You need a before and after.
I really do. If that works.
That's amazing.
I'm scrubbing all of that. There's no way I would put that in.
Yeah, I would scrub it first.
I know.
Yeah.
That would just freak me out.
Not a full scrub, but a gentle.
If this works, in all seriousness, if she puts that in and it's just like a gentle rinse, and I understand that you're doing something, you're getting all of like the massive gunk off. She uses that. What did you say? It was the platinum
Cascade Platinum Plus pods.
Cascade Platinum Plus pod. That's tough to say. I would buy that, and I would want to know her brand of dishwasher. If she barely has
Elizabeth, tell us.
Okay.
We need to know, and we need a before and after. By the way, Cameron says, my wife is a pre-rinser like Jen. I just scrape off the big stuff with the fork and put it right in. I cannot notice a visible difference in results.
Too much.
We're all wasting time and water.
Yeah,
all
right. Apparently.
Scraping the gunk off, what are you doing?
I scrape everything off first, and then it goes right in the dishwasher.
Do you do a moist scrape or a dry scrape?
A dry scrape. And let me tell you this. When I was a kid, Dad bought a dishwasher, and because we stood at the sink and rinsed everything off before putting it in the dishwasher, Dad got rid of the dishwasher because now you're washing them twice.
That's so funny. My mom did the same thing. We never had a dishwasher. We had a dishwasher in our kitchen that we never used because of that.
Wow.
We had it sitting there. We never, ever used the dishwasher.
Right. So you just scrape them and put them right in the dishwasher.
I'm going to try that today. I'm going to do a video
hardly scraping off any gunk. I'm going to have some nasty, funky pasta tonight with some red sauce and some sticky meat.
Why is it funky? Who has sticky meat?
Well, you know how the meat clings onto that plate? We all have that meat that just clings on.
Yeah,
I'm going to scrape that off and just throw it right in there and take a pre and post video. So meaty.
No.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Star 102, good morning.
The best radio station in the universe.
Whoa, in the entire universe? Oh,
absolutely,
my gosh.
Even on Pluto.
Lot of pressure. How are you?
It's my birthday.
Happy. Oh, wait, we got to give this to you. Hold on.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you. Oh, let's.
Happy birthday.
Well, I had three cancers, one a year for 3 years. And the middle one was terminal, 26 sites in my abdomen. And that was when I was 53 and told I wouldn't make it to 55. And I'm 70! Yay!
Yeah!
That's awesome.
That's what I'm talking about. Amazing. You are amazing.
Absolutely. So yay rain, yay Browns, and yay life.
And yay for you for giving, you know, people hope with this call and sharing just a little bit of your story. What an amazing, amazing accomplishment. And so we loved hearing from you.
Don't knock a birthday. Because you don't want to try and do without them.
Coming up next, I don't understand how you wait. I don't think anybody does, but Jen.
How can you not wait?
It's
not like you're going far, I can't imagine.
I don't think it matters. I don't understand at all how you wait. It doesn't, in all honesty, it doesn't make any sense to me. I've never waited. I don't understand how you do wait.
I wait every time, and it's all about the enjoyment of the process.
I cannot wait to see if you agree with Jen and you wait, or if you, I don't know, dive right in. That's next. All right. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. You're going to get fast food. You go through the drive-thru. You have your food. You've paid. The food is in the car. Do you wait until you get home to eat that fast food? Or do you attack that fast food when it's in the car and you eat it? Do you eat it in the car? That is it. Though that is the question.
You wait until you get home to eat the food.
Do not.
Yes, you do.
As soon as that scent of those McDonald's fries hit my nose, I am going right into that bag or Chick-fil-A or Arby's or whatever it is. I am eating that the second it gets in the
car. There is one exception, and it's if you have like a nice, clean option like a fry, you can't avoid the fry. You're right. The minute the scent hits your nose, whether it's the waffle fries at Chick-fil-A or the McDonald's French fry, whatever it is, have a fry, have a nibble. That's it. But then wait to get home, sit down, and enjoy the meal as a nice experience.
I'm so pathetic. I got Pizza Hut the other day for the family. I opened up that pizza.
No, you didn't.
I grabbed a slice out of there. I brought it home, one slice less.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
I don't even understand the physical management of the food in your hands, to your mouth, and the dripping. And if it's a hot pizza you just picked up, was it dangly? Was there cheese on your shirt?
It was even tough to open because it was the Big Mac box. So even trying to open that thing in the passenger seat to even be able to take a piece of that medium pizza was tough in and of itself, but I still did it. I was starving. The pepperoni, the cheese, the bread, everything hit my nose, and I'm not supposed to take a bite out of that until I get home. There's no way.
How far away is it from your house?
See, that's irrelevant.
Is it less than 5 minutes?
No.
Is it less than 10 minutes?
Yes.
So you can't wouldn't you rather have a non-stressful eating situation? Like, that is so stressful to me. You're reaching your hand over. You said the box is hot. A hot slice of pizza is dangly. It's flimsy, right? How are you getting that flimsy slice across from the passenger side, across whatever instruments you have in the center or your console or whatever, into your lap whilst driving as well and eating a pizza? Plus, what if it's hot and it burns your mouth?
I'm a trained professional. I've done this for years. You just have to grab and go. You have to get your mouth underneath the cheese and go at it. So once again, you hit the drive-through, the food is in your car, whatever the food is. Are you eating it right away? Are you waiting until you get home?
Waiting until you get home.
There is going to be no phone calls or DMs that wait.
Someone has to wait.
Nobody's waiting. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. You go to the drive-thru to grab some food. Do you eat it immediately or do you wait until you get home?
You wait.
Chrissy says, I eat that thing right away.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Why is it crazy? It's nice and warm. It's right there. You have the scent of your favorite food or whatever you were really, really in the mood for. You eat it immediately. How do you wait?
The fact is, and the fact that you have, there's like no rules. Like, it does not matter what food you have in your car, you're eating it. Like,
I would go to Panera and eat soup in the car. I would figure out a way. I would have, there's some type of soup straw, and I would be,
that is so gross.
There's a noodle. I would avoid the noodle. I would figure it out in the car.
Also, then you get home and you have no meal to enjoy.
It's a car meal.
No. Chrissy says, absolutely wait. One or two fries only. Yes, Chrissy. Yes. Christina says, sorry, Tim. Jen wins this one. There's no way eating on the run, especially with pizza. Especially with pizza.
You got to try it.
That sounds so sloppy.
Robin. Hey, Robin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I 1,000% agree with you, with Tim, on this. And not only this, but I also agree with him on the feet washing. So that's really scary.
Wow. But
there is no way to reheat McDonald's. So if you go home and the McDonald's is cold, that is disgusting. You know, I mean, there's no way to reheat it. Even if you only live like 6 minutes away or 5 minutes away, it's like by the time you get home, the fries are kind of, the best time to eat the fries is right out of the bag. When you get them.
I agree. The fries out of the bag, maybe one or two. I don't think I've ever noticed if it's gotten cold. Maybe I'm eating cold burgers and I don't even know it.
I don't, Robin, I just want to frame that call. Like, I want to hug I want to hug that call. I want to grab that call. I want to hug it. She agrees with me the feet and she says, who wants a soggy home fry? Nobody wants a soggy home fry. You want a nice, it's a soggy at-home fry.
I don't think nobody they wants get that soggy. I don't know. At least that's not my experience. Maybe I live close enough.
Let's see what Tom thinks. Hey, Tom, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. You're grabbing food through the drive-thru. Are you eating in the car? You're going home.
Tim's the one that goes and gets the order for the whole office and eats everybody else's fries on the way back. and then gets the largest fry. Takes that, and everybody else is short about 14 fries each.
See, that's why they do not send me in the Odyssey meetings.
Probably a good idea.
We get meat pizza and things for the meeting. They don't send me.
No.
That's why they send other people to that.
You're not the guy for that, the car eater. How clean is your car, your driver's seat?
I know, I keep my car clean. I always say, my dad always has.
Are you vacuuming it every day?
What's that?
Are you vacuuming it every day from your cheese?
Jen, I know there's a Fat Tim reference in there.
No.
I don't eat fast food every day in my car. Whenever I do get fast food, then, I mean, immediately it's nice and warm. It's in the bag, which is just like a paper hug to the food. And I'm ready to go at it.
It just feels like there's a theme of cheese, too. Like with the cheese from the tacos and the cheese from the pizza. I feel like maybe there's a cheese scent in your car.
It's so disturbing to you that I have dropped Taco Bell cheese in my belt. Like, that is just, that has resonated with you for years.
Yes. I cannot imagine.
Her hands are on her forehead for those of you that can't see.
Motor vehicle and eating a hard shelled taco.
Try it.
No.
Try it.
The mess stresses me out. The fact that I have to drive and like manage a hard, it's the hard shell taco that started all this because it stresses me out to no end. Like I can't even fathom doing that.
All right. Let's take Dave through this. All right, Dave, what's your favorite fast food?
Oh, favorite fast food would probably be Chick-fil-A.
Dave, you go through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. You got Chick-fil-A sitting there right next to you in your passenger seat. You got your whatever your beverage is in the beverage holder. Do you wait until you get home to eat that food, or do you attack it immediately?
Oh, hell no. I go find a parking spot and enjoy it while it's out.
There you go! You can't wait!
Yes, but you see the difference. He goes and he sits in a parking spot. He's not like eating Taco Bell hard shell tacos and getting lettuce and cheese in his belt.
Star 102, good morning. You have fast food in your car. Are you waiting to eat it or are you eating it in the car?
As soon as it hits the car.
Okay.
Do you get lettuce in your belt when you and eat Taco Bell tacos while you drive?
No, but what does happen is I order my normal like burrito, but then I get 2 soft tacos to eat on the way home, and my wife asks, did you eat your hors d'oeuvres?
Oh, hors d'oeuvres!
Oh, that's perfect.
That is fantastic. See, she knows you.
That's smart. Yeah. Your hors d'oeuvres and then your actual meal when you get home. See, Tim, maybe you could start doing that.
I had to bring this up because Mary Beth just DM'd us. Why does Tim even bother with the dishwasher? If a soapy rinse is good enough for his feet, why not the dishes?
She's got a good point. Do you have an answer to that?
It's not the same. I mean, I don't.
It's not the same. See, you have to scrub your
plates.
Washing
the feet.
You have to
I don't
scrub
not,
your
not wash my feet.
And not
I
your
don't
feet.
Scrub the feet. All of that cascading water and soap, gallons and gallons and gallons of water from that shower, hitting the feet between the toes. That's
But you have to scrub dishes, feet. Not your feet.
So it's not washing the feet.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to clarify.
I feel like it's still not very clear. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.